Britain. Election forecasts. Pick a projection. Police commissioners and the art of sophology.
Political junkies have lots of electoral forecasts to choose from, the economists included. That gives them a confusing range of possible outcomes to pore over. Some models predict a landslide victory for Labour. Electoral Calculus, a consultancy, reckons that the Tories would scrape fewer than 100 seats if an election were held tomorrow. Others reckon things could be far closer. Based on the results of local elections at the start of the month, Colin Railings and Michael Thrasher, two political professors, have suggested that the next general election would produce a hung parliament rather than a Labour majority. Our own prediction sits in between these polls. Our central estimate is for a Labour majority of 114. As a way of untangling such disparate forecasts, we looked at the results of elections for police and crime commissioners, PCCs, who oversee local police forces. These elections were also held across most of England and Wales on May 2nd. Unlike the council elections that Messrs Railings and Thrasher used to project national vote shares, PCC elections are less contingent on local idiosyncrasies and feature fewer independent candidates. What they show is that the distribution of Labour's vote has become more efficient since 2019. Labour has made inroads in key marginal areas, especially in the Midlands and north of England. By contrast, where its support has remained static or even fallen back, it has done so in safe seats that the party is still likely to hold. If we project PCC election results to their corresponding parliamentary constituencies and then apply the findings of our prediction model to areas of Britain where no commissioner contests were held, they point to a Labour majority of 38 if a general election were held tomorrow. This is much worse for the Tories than predictions of a hung parliament. Even that flatters their chances. PCC elections generally have a low turnout and are focused on crime, both factors that are likely to help the Tories. The upshot? We're sticking with our prediction. Labour is on course for a clear majority.